I expected every minute to see the three prisoners killed, so I fitted myself up for battle, though with much caution. I ordered Friday also to load himself with arms. I myself took 2 fowling pieces, and I gave him 2 muskets. My figure was very fierce. I had my goatskin coat on, with a great cap, a naked sword, 2 pistols in my belt, and a gun upon each shoulder. It was my purpose not to make any attempt till it was dark, but about 2 o'clock, it being the heat of the day, I found they had all gone straggling into the woods, and, as I thought, had all lain down to sleep. The 3 poor prisoners had, however, sat down under the shelter of a great tree. I resolved to show myself to them and learn something of their condition. Immediately I marched toward them, my man Friday at a good distance behind me. I came as near them undiscovered as I could, and then, before any of the prisoners saw me, I called aloud to them in Spanish.
"Who are ye, sirs?"
They gave a start at my voice and at my strange dress, and made a move as if they would flee from me. I said,
"Do not fear me, for it may be that you have a friend at hand, though you do not think it."
"He must be sent from the sky, then,"
said one of them with a grave look, and he took off his hat to me at the same time.
"All help is from the sky, sir," I said.
"But what can I do to aid you? Your speech shows me that you come from the same land as I do. I will do all I can to serve you. Tell me your case."